Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agriculture news up next.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Farm Broadcast colleague Don Wick had the opportunity to talk with Dave Wasserman of the Cook Political Report this week. He was at a crop insurance professional gathering in West Virginia. And Don asked him about the challenge that the chairman of the House Ag Committee, Colin Peterson, is facing this fall in the November general election.
It's really tight. Look, this is the closest race that that Peterson has faced since the early 90s, and he is no stranger to tough races. But Fischbach, the Republican, she's raised an awful lot of money from her network of evangelical conservatives around the state. This is one of the rare races that Republicans are feeling very good about right now, and Democrats are rightfully nervous about the chairman's chances.
So if Chairman Peterson isn't in that role in the next Congress, who do you see as the players that would be coming through and chairing that position? And certainly they would be having different priorities than Peterson would have.
It would be a gigantic loss for Democrats and for the House Ag Committee because of Peterson's expertise and his experience in writing farm bills. But if Democrats were to have to turn to a new leader atop the committee, it's possible it could be a more snap-oriented chairman, someone such as Marsha Fudge from Ohio, or potentially David Scott from Georgia, or Philemon Vela from Texas. I've even heard Benny Thompson from Mississippi, his name thrown out, although chair of the Homeland Security Committee might not give up that post. But it's probably the highest stakes race for ag on the House landscape and probably anywhere on the congressional landscape.
Dave Wasserman on the challenge that House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson facing right now in his reelection bid. In our podcast this week, Steve Thompson with Oklahoma Farm Bureau talked with us about several issues, the opposition state question 805. But we also asked him about, as he's gotten around the state over the years, his favorite spots to stop for a meal on the road, on the run.
There's as far as dive goes, it's kind of hard to beat. You know, a place that I would argue that not too many people have been to is the little cafe there in Boise City on the main strip of town there. That's a pretty good place when you want to talk about it. I'm a big breakfast guy, and so I think whether you're out there in Boise City and if you want to sneak in for lunch, I would take you to the other side of the state, and it's not really a dive, but Pete's Place over in Krebs just outside of McAllister. I think if you have a good old-fashioned Italian lunch there, there's not much better than that. And then if you went to Blair, Oklahoma for supper there at the Backdoor Steakhouse just north of Altus, south of Quartz Mountain, I think you can't beat the steaks at the Backdoor in Blair. That's that would be, if you could move your way around the state, I would tell you to do breakfast in Boise City, lunch in Krebs, and supper in Blair.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau's Steve Thompson. You've got farm news on Ron. Spur Ranch proudly invites you to the Performance Herd of the Heartland Sale coming Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. at Spur Ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 550 head will sell, including 150 registered Angus, 18-month to 2-year-old performance-tested bulls. To see a catalog and videos, go to spurranch.com or call Clay Hartley or Jeff Owen at the ranch, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Performance Sale, Friday, October 23rd. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.